I want to thank you guys for coming out today. I really appreciate all the love I've gotten in these past 3 days that I've been here. At first, I was a bit hesitant, you know, to come up here because it's still fresh to me, all this that has happened. But I would love to give my story out so everyone can know what is going on now in this community and how some people are just so heartless and how we're treated. But on Sunday morning, early morning, we were just having a great time. We're all there, you know, having a drink. It was shortly after 2. We're saying our goodbyes. I'm hugging everyone. It was a great night. No drama, just smiles, just laughter. And I was talking to the last girl I was talking to, and out of nowhere, we just hear a big shotgun. We stop what we're doing, and then it just keeps going. That happened, and we just grabbed each other. We started running, and unfortunately, I was shot about 3 times in my leg, so I had fallen down. I tried to get back up, but everyone started running everywhere. I got trampled over, and I shattered and broke my bones on my left leg. So by this time, I couldn't walk at all. All I could do was just lay down there while everyone was just running on top of me, trying to get to where they had to be. And all I could hear was the shotgun, one after another, and people screaming, people yelling for help. By this time, this man, he goes into the other room, and I can just hear more shotguns going on. I thought I was a little safe at this time because, you know, it's giving everyone time to tackle him down or get him down. But unfortunately, I hear him come back, and he's shooting everyone that's already dead on the floor, making sure they're dead. I was able to peek over, and I can just see him shooting at everyone. And I can hear the shotguns closer, and I look over and he shoots the girl next to me. And I'm just there laying down, I'm thinking, I'm next, I'm dead. So I don't know how, but by the glory of God, he shoots towards my head, but it hits my hand. And then he shoots me again and it hits the side of my hip. I had no reaction, I was just prepared to just stay there, laying down so he won't know that I'm alive. And he's just doing this for another 5-10 minutes. He's just shooting all over the place. By this time, he goes up to the front, and I think that's when he's battling against the cops. I just hear shotguns going all over the place. And I'm looking up, and some cops, which I wish I can remember his face or his name, because to this day, I'm grateful for him. He looks at me, he makes sure that I'm alive, and he grabs my hand and he's like, this is the only way that I can take you out. I'm like, please carry me because I'm in pain right now. Couldn't walk or anything. So he starts to drag me out across the street to the Wendy's, and I'm grateful for him, but the floor is just covered in glass. So he's dragging me out while I'm just getting cut, my behind, my back, my legs. And I don't feel pain, but I just feel all this blood on me from myself, from my other people. And he just drops me off across the street, and I look over, and there's just bodies everywhere. We're all in pain. And we were able to get to the ambulance. They brought us over here, and the way that you guys have taken care of us in this hospital is amazing. If it wasn't for you guys, I definitely would not be here. Every morning, in the middle of the night, the afternoon, you guys are always there, and I really appreciate that. And I would love you guys forever for doing that for me.